tumbling down.
Welcome to another installment of the Radio Ranch. I'm your host, Uncle Rick. Today we're going to hear songs about food. Now, when I started putting this show together, I looked for a lot of songs that had food in the title, and I found that a lot of those songs were not really about food. They use food as a metaphor to talk about a lover or something else. But I really wanted this show to be about food. I did not start with breakfast and end with dessert, but in no particular order, we're going to hear food songs today. Here's a good way to start. How about apples, peaches, pumpkin pie?
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a pig. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes. Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Change this life I lead. Well, I'd feed Johnny tomato seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
That's Guy Clark, Homegrown Tomatoes from 1981. Kind of a novelty song, but actually one of his best-known compositions. That song didn't do well on the charts, went to number 42 on the Billboard Country Charts back in 1981. Before that, we heard Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Some people have said that is one of the most popular instrumental rock and soul songs ever. And that iconic keyboard sound is a Hammond M3. And then we started that set with Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie from 1967. That song was written by a guy named Maurice Irby Jr. And that recording was by Jay and the Techniques. The song was first offered to Bobby Hebb, but he didn't like it because it was a novelty song. Good for Jay and the Techniques, because that song went to number 6 on the Billboard charts. Here's another instrumental. This is Taste of Honey by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, recorded in 1965, and it earned 4 Grammy Awards. It's been recorded by other people, sometimes with vocals, including by the Beatles on their first album in 1963.
love mashed potatoes. I love apple pie. And I love good corn whiskey. I love getting high. And I love hangovers that don't last long. And I love guitar pickers and a good old country song. I love to hear them go. I love crackling cornbread. I love buttermilk. And I love tight-fitting women dressed in loose-fitting silk. And I love fried tomatoes browned in the pan. And I love rock and roll music by a hillbilly band. I love to hear them go. Sweet! Yeah! Whoop it on me now. Lord, I love Copenhagen. I love rodeos. And I love cocktail waitresses in pantyhose. And I love no-dose tablets when I'm short on time. And I love CB truckers watching Smokey down the line. Love to hear him go.
Yeah, 10-4 California limo. Hammer down the Bakersfield town, old buddy. And a dozen eights on you, you hear?
I love my Larry Mahan shirt. Love my cowboy hat. Love my women heavy. And I don't mean fat. And I love spaghetti sandwiches and ice cold beer. And I love honky tonk nightclubs. You can sneak in from the rear and listen to them going, woo! Double buttermilk over here, some salt and pepper, and a spoon. The old Deb Copenhagen says the best thing in the world for a hangover. Sweetheart, say, I don't see it on the menu here, but you mind asking the cook back here if he can whip up a big old spaghetti sandwich for me? Thank you, darling. Hey, better bring me a big brown bottle of beer with that, too, on your way back. Well, say, y'all sell no-dose here? Good, bring me a big large box. Better make that, too. One to eat here and one to go. How about a side order of mashed potatoes, lots of gravy? Lord, I love mashed potatoes.
To all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. To all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
McDonald's Big Mac, the great big sandwich with a great big taste.
Soaking of rays, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Same thing again and again. Wandering bread, they say it could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at a Holiday Inn. Times have changed, sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that America creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in
pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer for my cheeseburger in paradise? Making the best of every virtue and vice. Worth every damn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise. Yeah, cheeseburger in paradise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Hot 57 and Frank's fried potatoes. You know I love that organic cooking, I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural, on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet, where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime, you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at Combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite a long set. We heard about a lot of different kinds of food there. We started out with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, A Taste of Honey, and followed that with I Like Bread and Butter by the New Beats. That's a good start, right? Bread, butter with some honey. Then we heard Mafe Nutter. Mafe Nutter was from, well, he was born in Clarksburg, West Virginia. I met Mafe back in the 1970s doing shows around Parkersburg, Marietta, and Southern Ohio. That was Lord, I Love Mashed Potatoes. Then we followed that with Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett from his album Son of a Sailor Man. After that, we heard Junk Food Junkie from Larry Gross. Then R.C. Cola in a Moon Pie by N.R.B.Q. Truly junk food. Now here's Hank Williams singing about that spicy treat from the bayou, jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick it tough, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
From Morgan County to the whole wide world, the voice of Ohio Hill Country.
Peanut butter jelly. go, there you go.
Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?
Now let me see if I understand you. The problem I think you said.
Oh my.
And maybe I'm often misconstrued, but babe, I'll never pull your leg.
Mercy.
Just don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Calling again.
Quite stylish.
Salads and scrambled eggs. A world full of circles and no square pegs. The blues is always calling us salads and scrambled eggs. They're making me ya-ya. The salads and scrambled eggs. The blues is always calling us salads and scrambled.
Fun wise, I like to
to dine in a Florentine palazzo. You can laugh and call me fatso, that's okay by me. I like to stick with the first class ticket buyers, setting trends with my trend-setting friends, the frequent flyers. I like to shop on the Champs-Élysées, eat curry in Old Bombay, and spend New Year's Eve in either Tel Aviv or Rome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. In old Savannah, I know a swell motel north of Kalispell, Montana. I like to eat in my suite at the Savoy Plaza, and I know a bar in Gaza where they serve goat lip tea. I jump a jet just to samba one set in Rio, to say hi, how's the folks? Maybe swap a few jokes with the trio. And then it's off to my condo in Spain, hang glide off the coast of Maine, and spend Labor Day in either Monterey or Nome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home.
That was Rosemary Clooney with a song called Let's Eat Home. Before that, we heard Tossed Salad and Scrambled Eggs by Kelsey Grammer. Of course, that's the theme song to Kelsey Grammer's sitcom, Frasier. And then we started that set off with the Buckwheat Boys, Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Now, here's a song about a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. It's Jack Buchanan and Gertrude Lawrence from 1955.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. All I want is this: a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. A cozy corner, a table or two. A half an hour to cuddle and coo, with lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, lobster, and wine. Whenever your eyes gaze into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. Just a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
If it is because you can't afford more sandwiches and coffee, we will share. But if it's to help you save and hoard more, I can plainly see how much you care. Now if I were you, flirting with me, my advance would be. I've got a thousand and nothing to do. I'd like to lend it or spend it on you. I know I'm reckless, but you are some girl. The jewels that necklace I'll buy every pearl. Oh, Mr. Rubens, I'll take a chance. Perhaps for coffee, but not for romance. The things I long for are fewer than few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
My baby.
We built this city on sausage. you'll find me at the buffet, filling up my plate. A gangster's on the M1, Greg's on platform 3. I don't care where I'm eating it, smash it with a cup of tea. Cause she loves Christmas songs. And what more could she wish for? Yes, mate. The sausage roll sing along. It's not just a meat snack, it's a way of life. Treating your friends and family.
Yes, yes, I do.
Right, no, no, it's a sausage. It's a sausage.
Posh sausage.
They're party-sized and footlong. Listen to your belly groan. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls. We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls.
I guess it's time we get to the parody songs. That was Lad Baby. We built this city on sausage rolls. Before that, we heard the Supremes, Buttered Popcorn. And started the set off, of course, with Jack Buchanan and Gertrude Lawrence with a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. Now here's another novelty song by the king of novelty songs. It's Weird Al Yankovic with Eat It.
How come you're always such a fussy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate. So eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food to send some kind of game. Now if you starve to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold. So eat it, I don't care if you're full. Just eat it, eat it. Mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a bite.
bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Too much, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat. They did all right. And down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was. Cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Toast sack, poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a sham, cause her mama was working on chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I wasn't picking my mess up. Watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it.
I'm glad I'm not an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. Ooh, ooh, everyone would be in love with me.
I don't know about you, but I'm hungry. All those songs about food work their magic. So let's wrap up this episode of the Radio Ranch. We just heard that Oscar Mayer Wiener jingle, and before that we heard Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie, and just before that, of course, Weird Al with Eat It. So until next time, this is Uncle Rick saying happy trails.
Happy trails to you until happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the crowds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. About the clouds when we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.